أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله وقالت النصارى المسيح ابن الله ذلك قولهم بأفواههم يضاهئون قول الذين كفروا من قبل قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا لا إله إلا هو سبحانه عما يشركون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 30 and 31 of Surah At-Tawbah. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Ahl Kitab. And one fact that Allah Ta'ala said, لا يؤمنون بالله, they do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elucidates, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarifies the fact that they do not have a pure, uncontaminated belief with regards to Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ إِبْنُ اللَّهِ. The Yahud would say and have said that Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu was salam, he was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He was that Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala speaks about in Surah Al-Baqarah. أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها. He passed this town, he saw this city, and the city was upside down in ruins, and he began to think to himself, how would Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bring this back to life? So Allah ta'ala took his life and Allah ta'ala brought him back to life again. So that was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wa salam. They would say that he is Ibnullah, he is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this was not the belief of each and every Yahud. This was a belief of the selected few, mostly the Yahud of Arabia. The very important aspect is this, that had this fact not been accurate, in other words, they did not say this, the Yahud did not say it, they would have certainly come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madina Tayyibah, and they would have then began to oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would have argued. The fact that not a single Yahud had argued with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to this ayat of the Quran or the statement of the Quran that the Yahud say Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam is the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ample proof and testimony that they had believed in it. وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى, and the Nasara said, الْمَسِيحُ بُنُ اللَّهِ, المسيح Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, he is the son of Allah, and that is all well known to all and each and every one. So this creates that great balance, or rather this creates the argument that insofar as the Tawheed of the Yahud and the Nasara, it was never a pure Tawheed, it was never an uncontaminated Tawheed. They believed like the Nasara believed in the Trinity, that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is one part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. ذَلِكَ قَوْلُهُمْ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Allah ta'ala says that is their word, بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ, with their mouths. In other words, it is a thing that they are saying. Now it doesn't mean that they do not believe in it. But what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, it will translate it slightly differently. These are merely their words. In other words of these people is not going to change the reality. It is not going to change the reality that lam yalid wa lam yulad. Neither did Allah ta'ala beget, nor was Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begotten. He was not born of anyone, and Allah ta'ala wa na'udhu billah did not give birth to anyone. So that reality will never change by the claims of either the Yahud or the claims of Nasara. As a matter of fact, Allah says, يُضَاهِئُونَ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ. They imitate and they mimic the words of those who disbelieved before them. From before already, the mushrikeen would say that the malaika are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they attributed childhood to Allah Rabbul Izzat from before. And now what the Yahud, what the Nasara has done, is they merely echoed that sentiment. They merely imitated the words of the people from before who had committed kufr and shirk to Allah. قاتلهم الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kill them, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroy them. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's curse be upon them. Anna yu'fakun, where have they turned away, where have they gone astray, when they had Torah, they had Injil, they had Nabis, they had so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, all of them guiding them, but yet they did not take heed of the guidance of the Anbiya. They did not take heed of what is written in their own kitab with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is one aspect with regards to both the Yahud and the Nasara. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect. Now it is a sahabi by the name of Sayyidina Adi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Adi with the dal. He had come to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was previously a Christian, and he had come with a cross alongside or around his neck. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the cross. He's already a Muslim, he accepted Iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that this does not behold of a Muslim, take it and throw it away. So he went out to throw it. When he threw it out and he came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once again, he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recite this ayah. So we'll first translate the ayah for us to understand the context of it. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. They take their scholars, their learned people, ورهبان, and their monks, أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, as gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْمَسِيحَ بَنَ مَرْيَمْ, and they also take Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to be a god. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا, but they had never been commanded but to make the ibadat and worship one Allah. La ilaha illahu, there is no object of worship but Allah. Subhanahu amma yushrikun, and Allah Ta'ala is pure from what they have ascribed. So this sahabi, he listens to this ayat, and what is the ayat saying? That they take the scholars and the monks as gods. So he said to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously coming from a previously Christian background, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we never ever worshipped these people. In other words, we didn't idolize them, put them in front of us, and we worshipped towards them, praised them, venerated them, made ruku or sajda. So in other words, his query was, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying this? So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him a question, and he said to him, asked him this question, that Adi, is it not that when your priests, your learned scholars give you a decree, even if that decree is against the revelation of Allah, it conflicts with the revelation of Allah, do you people not accept it? So he said, yes, we accept it. So that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, that these people were selfish people. They were people for themselves, motivated by their own desires, and they would change the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It conflict with the Torah, it conflict with the Injil. Allah had given very clear-cut directives with regards to the deen, and these scholars, these monks will change that decree and that verdict of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In simple words, what Allah has made halal, they will make haram. What Allah has made haram, they will make halal. Now we should never ever get confused with the fact that we followed Aimmah Mujtahideen, for example, the four Imams. They have never conflicted Quran. They didn't conflict the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What they do is they interpret the ayats of the Quran, they interpret the ahadith of of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if any individual, even in this ummah, if he view conflicts with the Quran or the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will not accept it. Accepting it means that now we are leaving Allah Rabbul Izzat and worshipping such individuals. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.